Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I'll be honest, that was tough. But during the break, I went ahead to Monday at midnight. And I got caught up on everything that went on during NFL Super, because I'm going to continue to call it that, Wild Card Weekend. And I'm here to tell you exactly how it's all going to go down. Yes, the 83 DeLorean, the flux capacitor, all of it. It is time to tell you exactly how it's all going to happen this weekend with This Week in Hindsight. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Child of the 80s. If we don't include some Huey Lewis, then what the hell are we doing around here? Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet here on Westwood One Sports. On Sirius XM channel 375. Always inside your free Odyssey app as well. A-U-D-A-C-Y. So, should we go in chronological order with this? I mean, that's the way I did it. For me, it was like 72 hours of football glory. For you, it was just a 5-minute break. But here I am, back and ready to tell you exactly how it's all going to go down on this Wild Card weekend. Let's start Saturday afternoon, okay, in Charlotte. The Rams, 10-point favorites against the Carolina Panthers. People are struggling to find a way to make it make sense for the Panthers to somehow upset the Rams. It didn't work. I'm sorry. Stafford and Nacua were Stafford and Nacua, and the Panthers were the Panthers. Bryce Young threw a couple of picks. Stafford, 3 touchdowns. The Rams handled things quite easily. Final score was 31-14, so they're moving on. Saturday night was fun because we had an NFC North division rivalry at Soldier Field, Packers-Bears Part 3. And, you know, we talked about this with Derek Rackley a couple minutes ago. I think Jordan Love's going to be asked to do a whole lot more than Caleb Williams is going to be asked to do. That's not a knock, Caleb fans. It's not. But I think Love might be a little rusty. That's exactly what happened. Jordan Love was rusty on Saturday night. And Kyle Manungai had a couple of scores. Chicago ended up winning 28-20. And so they moved on as well. Now, Sunday, always glorious when you got a triple header of playoff football. Sunday afternoon was nice. I sat down with some wings. Not too hot, not too much sauce. Just right. Sat down with some wings and I watched the Bills and the Jags. And I watched James Cook have a James Cook game. 125 yards. A touchdown. Josh Allen threw a couple as well. There was a pick mixed in, and it got a little sloppy at times with Jacksonville's defense getting after Allen. But Buffalo still won and ended up doing so pretty comfortably, 27-16. Sunday afternoon, I didn't actually go to Philly to watch the game because I value my personal safety and security. But I watched it, and Philly against the Niners, it was a Saquon game. I mean, we got peak Saquon, which we haven't had a lot of this year. Had a touchdown running, a touchdown receiving. Philly beat the Niners 20-17. 20 points, Eagles fans. They were excited. And then Sunday night, as mentioned, I listened to part of it in the car on the way home from that stand-up show I'm going to with my wife. Chargers and the Patriots. Justin Herbert was Justin Herbert in a playoff game. Threw a pick. Had a fumble, was recovered by the Patriots deep in Charger territory. That was one of Drake May's 2 touchdown passes, one of which went to Stephon Diggs. The Patriots won 27-17. And then Monday night, I didn't actually go to this game either because I wanted to be sober enough to jump back in the 1983 DeLorean and fly back to present day. So I knew if I went to the game down at Heinz Field, I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium, I would probably have a few ice-cold Iron Cities and not be capable of driving back time traveling back to tell you exactly what happened. So I took it easy, and I watched the Texans and the Steelers. And the one thing that I don't know if enough people talked about leading up to this game, we all talked about Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, the Texans pass rush, Aaron Rodgers is 76 years old. Are they going to tee off on him? Well, we didn't take into account DK Metcalf, back from his two-game suspension, fresh and ready to go. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. DK Metcalf had 7 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdown catches. And they forced both an interception and a fumble out of C.J. Stroud. T.J. Watt, a little closer to 100%, had a big night. Cameron Hayward had another big night. Kyle Duggar on the back end of the defense had the pick. And the Steelers upset the Texans at home on Monday Night Football, where they have not lost since 1991. Final score was 20-16, so a race to 20 in that game, as I expected. And that is this week in hindsight. You feel good about knowing exactly where all of this is going to go now? Now, keep in mind, with time travel, things happen. The fabric of the space-time continuum can be altered. I am not 110% responsible for these results. They're just what I observed during my trip to this coming weekend. Your results may vary. If your flux capacitor stays aroused for more than 4 hours, shut it down, call a doctor, and cease time travel. Okay? But that was this week in hindsight, getting you ready for a super wild card weekend. Coming up, if you, like me, really believe this could be a year where your drunk uncle is right about the defense wins championship, son, I got the perfect underdogs for you. That coming up next. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.